Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Well, it will be Farmington's ball to start the second quarter. That kind of makes that layup even more significant that Adams got right before the end of the quarter as they're up 13-11.
Yeah, Adams is 6 foot. She looks the part as a basketball player, and she is silky smooth.
Here's Shirey with it. She'll give it to Moss. Now throwing a man-to-man over to London on the right side. London will drill toward the top, gives it to Shirey on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. Mouton with a chance to tie or take the lead once again on this possession.
She tried to act her way into a foul there. Didn't get it.
Yeah, she's a good kid, number 10.
Yeah.
She played on the Summer League team with Parker. They're really good friends, and they were talking before the game. It's pretty cool to see some of these relationships.
Yonkers going to put it up the jumper. Boy, that's a tough jumper by Jayla Yonkers.
Left-hand finish. What an awesome finish by Jayla.
Our fourth tie of the day. Back the other way. Shirey going into the lane for the runner. Good. And just like that, Lady Cardinals back on top, 15-13. We are 50 seconds into the second quarter. Inbound pass goes to Yonkers. She'll give it to Husky. Into the front court to McCarn. Over to Rittenberg on the right side. She will try to figure out where to go with it. Now throws up top to Husky. It will set the offense.
These, they don't need to get in a hurry. They need to just kind of take their time, set up their offense.
Husky with it, gives it to Rittenberg on the right wing. She'll dribble toward the top, now goes back to the right wing, gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers will dribble up to the top. She's going into lane, going in for the lane.
That a girl, Jay. We talk about she's slithery inside there, isn't she? Man, what a move.
4 points on the day for Yonkers so far. Ball goes to Moss now over on the right wing to McBurnett. Now up top to London. Over to Adams, to Shirey on the in the left corner. She dribbles to the elbow, gives it up top to McBurnett. Over on the left side to Shirey. 13 left on the shot clock. Shirey will give it in the right corner to Ms. Moss. So she couldn't get three-pointer to go.
Offensive
rebound by Farrington. And the ball goes out of bounds off the foot of a Lady Cardinal. It will be Mountain's ball with a chance to try to get the lead once again. Their first lead. That would be their first lead since 2-0.
Great minutes by Anna McCarn there.
Great minutes. Now you're going to get to see what this press really does because Anna's been able to see over the top of this. With her not being in there, you got to wonder how they're going to handle this.
Libby Fossus checks in for Anna McCarn. A little over 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Mountain Home and Farmington knotted up at 15. Husky with it. She dribbles to the right corner. Goes back out on the wing. Now up to the top. Over on the left side goes to Moore. Moore's going to throw it in the left corner to Rittenberg. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now it gets by her defender going in for the layup shot's blocked. It will be out of bounds, and Mountain will inbound it with 10 seconds left to shoot.
Shot clock.
Sarah Williams checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Bailey Rittenberg, and for Farmington, it will be Morgan Ewer and Maddie Young checking in for the first time today. Parker Husky inbounds it to Yonkers. She drills to the left wing. Out to Moore in the corner. Down to five left on the shot clock.
Gotta go. Lane, three, gotta go.
Two.
Moore will throw it to Yonkers. They're going to have to get the shot off. Yonkers. From 3-point range, and Mountain has their first lead since 2-0. 18-15, our score. 5:27 left in the first half.
When she shot it, Coach Lear said, get in there, and it did.
Here is Shirey with it. Throws it over on the left side to Young. Ball goes down the corner to Adams. She dribbles into toward the low block, going in for the layup. Good.
Man. She just finds a way to the basket. She's impressive.
She's a year older Jayla Yonkers. You know how she's a year older than Jayla, but that's how Jayla has that knack of getting to the rim. Adams does that too.
Yonkers with 13 on the day. 18-17, Mountain Home up. And now Mountain Home turns it over as the pass is a little bit wide of Sarah Williams.
Yeah, she thought Williams was going to be a little farther up that baseline. She tried to tip it over there and just unfortunately tipped it out of bounds.
4:57 left in the half. It is a one-point Lady Bomber advantage. This game's had five ties and two lead changes so far. Adams was going to pull up for the three near the right corner. No good. And Husky gets the rebound. Mountain Home will have the possession and keep the lead. Husky throws it to Moore in the right, near the right corner. Drills out to the wing, gives up top to Fosnes. Over on the left side to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Go!
When these Lady Bombers are shooting the ball well, good things can happen at the hangar.
21-17, Mountain Home up. That is Husky's first 3 points of the day.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
They're going to get Gabby McBurnett with an illegal screen. Her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Lady Cardinals.
She ran up there and tried to hit her right in the face with it. Good call by the official.
4:24 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Over to Williams. Now to Moore. Yep. Trying to avoid the double team in the backcourt. She gets into the front court to Williams. Now up top to Husky. Who will set up the offense. Husky will dribble to the right side. Now it goes toward the free throw line. Up top to Williams. Over to Moore on the left. Moore's going to get by her defender. Go up for the runner. A little strong. And the rebound is controlled by McBurnett.
Yeah, good job there by Shiree. Coming underneath, trying to take the offensive foul. Lakin had to kind of maneuver her body and got out of her shot.
Back the other way, pulling up for the three was Dewar. It wouldn't go, and Mountain Home gets the rebound. 3:47 left in the half. Lady Bombers with the ball up 21-17.
Now you're in the driver's seat. Now you can take your time, get a good shot, work the ball.
Ball goes down to try to throw it down to Moore on the low block. There was a scramble for it. It will be a jump ball.
Mountain
Home will keep the ball in the possession arrow. 3:33 left in the first half. 16 left on the shot clock.
Yeah, they're trying to get Lakin. Adams is guarding Lakin. They're trying to get her down in the post. Let Lakin use her body size to try to get some either shots or some cheap fouls on Adams. That's a foul. Yep.
Fosnes will be fouled right after the inbound pass, and Mountain Home will inbound it with a fresh 35. They're going to get Marin Adams with her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Farmington here in the second quarter. Husky will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Moore near the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Takes a screen from Fosnes, goes toward to the paint, puts up the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Farmington. It's a Shiree with a rebound. She's quickly back to the way, going coast to coast for the layup. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Williams.
Good help by Sarah Williams coming over there. Great. And then making Shiree take a tough shot and then turn around and getting the rebound.
Moore's going toward the low block for the layup. Won't go. Offensive rebound for Yonkers. She had it knocked away, but Foster's there to pick it up. Couldn't get the ball to go. It's going to be a jump ball, I believe, and it will be Farmington's ball in the possession arrow.
Good. Mountain Home in there battling. Jayla Yonkers, the Slim Reaper in there. That's what I'm going to call her, the Slim Reaper.
I like that.
2.0. She's going to be down in there and trying to get a rebound. She's battling with the bigs.
Telling you that. You can tell they're a little gassed, though. They've been working their tails off.
Yeah. Less than 3 minutes left in the half. It is Farmington with the ball. Mountain Home up 21-17. Ball goes over to Ewer on the right side. Up top to Adams. Over the left side to Young. Now Shiree has it there on the wing. Up top to Ewer. Thought about the three. Instead, she'll throw it to Adams near the right corner. She fakes out her defender. Puts up the jumper. That won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Young. And now walk is called. Traveled on Maddie Young. Another turnover against Farmington with 2:36 left in the half. Anna McCarron coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing
Libby
Fosnes.
Good minutes.
This will help you with that press again with Anna McCarron coming back in. They did a good job with her being out, though.
Ball goes to Moore, to Williams. Now to Husky, who will get into the front court. 4-point lead for Mountain Home. Here's Yonkers with it on the left side. Up top to Husky. Husky dribbles to the left, gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles up to the top, over to McCarron. Now Moore has it on the right wing. Was looking for McCarron to cut down. Chip pass goes well over her head and out of bounds. Mountain Home will turn it over with 2:15 left in the half.
Yeah, she thought Lakin was going to try, or thought Anna was going to roll on down to the post block, so she threw it up there thinking she was going to go, and Anna just kind of stopped, leaving the lane, thinking Lakin was going to drive.
Maddie Young and Morgan Ewer check out of the game as Jamira London and Hannah Moss check back in. Moss with it. On the left side, she gives it there to London. London's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Jamira London with her first 2 points of the day. 21-19, Mountain Home up, 1:56 left in the half. Ball goes into the front court to Yonkers. She's quickly back to the way, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Farmington.
Yeah. Good hustle, Sarah Williams right there.
Brad Johnson's trying to argue his case. It's not an argument he's going to win. 1:47 left to play in the half. The Lady Bombers inbound underneath the basket. Inbound pass will be chased down by McCarron. She gives it to Moore on the right side. Now up top to Williams. Over to Husky on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Go! Six on the day for Parker Husky. And
what do we have here?
I think they're going to call a warning on Mountain Home. Somebody said something that the
official. No, they touched the ball.
Okay, delay of game. Okay,
yeah, so delay of game warning.
Okay, so that's a warning. The next one will be a technical foul. Back, Gabby McBurnett checks out of the game. Reese Thornton comes into the game for the first time today. She's a 6-foot sophomore for the Lady Cardinals. A little over a minute and a half left in the first half. Here's London with it on the left corner. Gives it out to Moss. Now to Thornton. Over to Adams near the right corner. She's dribbling toward the low block, going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Shari read that pass like a book. She's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good, and Mountain Home dodges a bullet as Sarah Williams gets the rebound.
Yeah, when things aren't going your way, that shot goes down. Right now, things are going Mountain Home's way, and let's see if we can turn. Ooh, nice hustle.
Jay the Yonkers' three-pointer is blocked. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home's ball with 1:02 left in the half. They'll inbound it underneath the basket as they lead 24-19.
Yeah, number 10, Reese Shirley there. She don't look quick, but, man, she's fast.
She's a senior, man. She knows what's going on. She's played a lot of basketball.
Ball goes some more in the left corner. Less than a minute left in the half. Ball is up top with Williams. She has the ball knocked away, and a scramble for it. It's going to be B. Farmington coming up with the steal. Here's Thornton back the other way, going in for the layup. Can't get it to go, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 45.6 seconds left in the half.
Just need to finish this half strong right here, take a lead going into half.
Anna McCarron picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Reese Thornton at the free throw line for the first time today.
Guys, this might be petty, but Farmington's shoes drive me crazy. They're like a light blue, and their uniforms are red, and I just don't understand why they don't have red shoes.
I do like the team shoe look, though.
I do, like, but why not get your team colors, man?
You got to have some drip, man. You have some swag.
That's too far out there.
You're a shoe guy, T. You should know this, bro. Come on.
Thornton misses both free throws. By the way, Bailey Rittenberg checked in for Sarah Williams. Here is McCarn with it at the elbow. Throws it to Moore on the left side. She's going to dribble it to the lane. Going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, nice little Euro step by Lakin. Need one stop. Let's go.
Seven on the day for Lakin Moore. It's a three-possession lead, but just like that, Reese Thornton puts up the jumper. Her first 2 points of the day. 15 seconds left to play in the half. Mount Home can't hold for the last shot of the period as shot clock is off. Moore with it just inside the timeline.
We go one-on-one right here. Moore's
three-pointer is way too strong. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by McCarn. Farmington does have enough time to get one more shot off.
Slow play,
1.8
yeah.
seconds left in the half.
You'll see a slow play right here, so they can't get a good open shot.
Inbound pass goes to Shari. She's going to put the shot well beyond half court. It won't go, and we have come to the end of the first half.
What a great first half by the Lady Bombers right there.
Our first two quarters are in the books. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Farmington 26-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today.